I struggled a little bit in preparation because I thought about it and I said, you know, we have wars and we have people against people, and we have comments being made that are not comments that show our oneness and our unity. And then I thought about my country. Don't get me wrong, I love being born in this country because it is the closest, it's one of the closest, I'll say one of, because I don't know what other people are going through, but it is one of the closest places of freedom. We can come into a chapel like this and praise, sing, and we have many chapels this morning that are going on, and there's no one standing around with guns to say you can't practice that religion. So we are on the freedom road. But I want you to think about something. Are we really free? You know, Jesus Christ's experience showed us the path to freedom, showed us how to overcome anything in the world. He's our way shower, and he walked the path that we should be walking, unconditional love. The Samaritans were thought of as low class. I guess today the Americans would be like some of the other races that are trying to get into the United States. But Jesus sat with the Samaritans. He loved them. And when they said, why are you with that woman? She's a Samaritan. He made no difference in who she was. She was a part of him. So, you know, I keep hearing this thing about make America great again. What is it going to take? Think about what we teach. Think about what we love, what we talk about in unity. That's what I want to see happening to make America great again. I want to, you know, personalities will be there, ego will always be there. There'll always be, my grandmother used to say something about one bad apple and a bunch could spoil the whole group of apples. There'll always be one person somewhere. But we are strong in numbers. We're becoming what we were created to be. And when we stay on that path, yeah, we're going to falter. I have times when I might, you know, think something that's really not, You know, I have my moments, you have your moments, all of us have our moments, but the thing is, are they extended, or do we do like a rubber band and snap them back and get on the right track again? That's what's important, how we're walking the pathway. I want you to focus on a couple thoughts this morning. Number one is, if where you are right now, if you feel you are free, what is it that makes you think you are free? Just in your own mind, can you come up with a few things? If you feel you are free, what is it that makes you think you're free? The other thought I wanna give you is, we'll flip the coin. If you feel you are not free, What do you think is keeping you from being there? Now, you might go back and forth between the both. You know, sometimes I feel free, sometimes I don't. What holds you in captivity? What's holding you in bondage? These are the things we want to be able to work on. If you feel you are not, what is keeping you from being, or from at least being on the path to freedom? And when you can sort of identify that, then what price would you pay to get into the right train of thought, to the right thinking? Freedom means many things to many people, but what does true freedom mean to you? As a country, we spend billions of dollars on military personnel and guns and all sorts of equipment. Yet, does that make us free? You know, if we're always looking behind over our shoulders, if we're always wondering what someone else is doing over here across the water, if we're always concerned about what someone is going to do to us, is that freedom? Think about that. The dictionary definition of free is not under the control or power over another, able to act or do as one wishes. Freedom, the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. I don't know about you, but if I have to constantly be concerned about a missile coming over here or some of the other stuff, then am I free? Because we think thought stuff, we talk about thought stuff, we talk about our thoughts controlling or manifesting what's here in our outer. In John 8:31 and 32, we have these words. Jesus said to those who believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That's not anything out here, it's in here. Do we believe in Jesus Christ? Well, we teach that here. We teach him as our way shower, as he paved the way for us to open up to the understanding of who we truly are. Don't raise your hand. Do you believe that? We got one want to raise her hand anyway. That's fine. If we believe that, then we're on that path to freedom. Knowing the truth is good, but doing what is the truth is even better. And what is that? That's love, peace. That's being forgiving. That's letting go of all the animosity that may come up or rise up. Sure, it may come up and it will rise up, but we have the ability to let it go. We don't have to stay in that state of consciousness. If we do the work, we can move through this thing called life. We think that this is it. I mean, I know coming up, I thought, oh, I got this body. Well, I was always working on it. And But the thing is, I thought that this was all there was. And that when this passed on, it was over, it's through. But see, if we stay in that mentality, we'll never be free, because you know what? We're always going to be worried about what's happening to this form. Where is it going? What's it doing? When we get a sense that we are spiritual beings, and I know some might be tired of hearing me say it every Sunday. I have to say it every Sunday, because we have to get it down in our consciousness. We are spiritual beings having this human experience. And that when this experience drops off, that's not a finality. There's something in us that goes on. There's something in us that never dies. There's something in us that's eternal. You know, I'm still holding on to this body and these thoughts, but not as tight as I used to. Death used to just drive, oh my gosh, I had such a deep fear. I didn't even want anyone to talk about death or anyone dying. But when you begin to believe in something in you that's eternal, slowly, not fully, slowly, you'll begin to let go. Like sand in the hand, slowly you'll let go until there's nothing left but your knowing you are spirit. When I first came into Unity, they used to always say, talk about truth. I had no idea what they were talking about. I always say, oh yeah, the truth is a... And you know, we do that. We listen to things and we don't even decipher them to really get down to the meat of what they are. That's why some people don't want to stay here and stick with the Unity teachings and principles. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to get deep inside. The first belief that comes up that adds friction or resistance, they're out. I'm out. But if you hang in there and stick in there and walk through the stuff, you'll find that you have what you need to make it through this human existence. Truth. Truth with a capital T. We always say capital T or little t. That keeps us where we understand what we're talking about. Truth with a capital T is absolute, complete, total, perfect, no variation to it. Truth is of God. The little t, you know, we may tell the truth or we may not. We swear to tell the truth, we may not. But I'm talking capital T, the main and only real in this world is truth. Truth is God. Truth is the Christ that was in Jesus that's in you too. Truth is what's real about you, what doesn't change, what will not pass away. When you get down into your thinking, when you get down into the absolute, then you are going to be free and you will experience the freedom. Things will happen to you, but guess what? That's just stuff. And stuff will fade and pass away. Stuff is not eternal. Stuff is not absolute. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's the absolute truth that we are one, all of us, and we live and dwell in the Spirit of God. Divine energy moves in and throughout us into the universe and manifests. Are we using that energy? How are we directing it? Are we directing it towards the good of not only America, but are we directing it towards the good of all? I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about there may be someone sitting over in China or Japan, just like us, that's wondering, why does those Americans hate us so? We wonder, why does those countries hate us so? We are one. There's no separation. They're not those people, they're us people, if that's a proper way to say it. They're us, we're one, we can't be separated. So what you do to the least of them, what happens? You're doing to yourself. As I said in the beginning, this is freedom is not a light topic, because we have a country that believes in control, and that control is by sheer force. But I'm believing that there's enough of us around that are beginning the paradigm shift, that it's beginning to know that it's love, and we can send vibrations out. And sure, it may sound like we're being a little fruity, but we're not. If we come together and lift up our country, lift it up to the point where we are expressing the real that is within us. I love this scripture. It says, know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Not just us, all people, everywhere. How can I look at an image on TV and not show compassion and love and pray? And pray that the day will come when we are all in one accord. Now, we may think that's going to be an impossibility, but guess what? We're all in this together. Whether you realize it or not, we're all in this together. We may not see it in our time, but we eventually will come together and know our oneness. You know what? We have to hold that vision, because how far are we from it? Long road, isn't it? But we're taking the steps one by one by one. Most of this in this room, we probably have spent at least half of our lives living on the senses, what we see, hear, smell, taste, with the human eyes. I spent years not knowing that within me is power to move mountains, and guess what? It has moved mountains in my life. I can sit down and tell you some stories and we'll go, wow. And you can tell me some. In fact, next month, in August, we are going to tell some stories. I want to give you some things, because I know the title was The Price of Freedom. And I know that kind of gave you a sense of, okay, what is the price? I want to give you Unity's four basic denials. Because in order to pay the price, we have to change our thinking. If we want to be free, we have to get in here and filter down and let our hearts feel the compassion and the love. Unity has four basic denials. And this first one may blow your mind because it says there is no evil. And I always add to it, in God, because it opens it up a little bit for me. There is no evil in God. There's not someone saying, that country is going to flourish and that country is going to destroy. And yeah, I know we have the battles in the old Bible, in the Old Testament, but those battles are our battles. You have to take them within and understand them from inside out. Evil is that accumulation of erroneous thoughts. Evil cannot exist if someone does not keep it alive or circulating. Who has that one friend that whenever things get peaceful in the group, they got to stir something up? It could be just one little simple comment, and then everybody is in a flourish. How can we say one presence, one power, and believe in a power of evil? It's impossible. One presence, one power. Hold on to that thought. The second is there is no absence of life, substance, or intelligence anywhere. Life is eternal. If you want to be free, start thinking. Life is eternal. This body is just clothing I'm wearing in this realm. You're a spiritual being that can never pass away. Don't get me wrong, I love the life I live. I'm not ready to leave it yet. But when we begin to know that we're more than that, then this life becomes fuller. This one is really difficult because with our eyes, we see things happening. Pain, sickness, poverty, old age, and death cannot master me. That's the point. They cannot master me. If you know you're an eternal being, you're just moving through an experience. If you don't place emphasis on this body being the only thing there is that means the world to me, then you're going to forever be in bondage to this body and to what's happening to this body. I don't know if I can say that again because that's coming from somewhere. Yeah, pain, sickness, poverty, old age, and death cannot master me, for they are not real. And I just want to say, if you put emphasis on just this body or the body of your loved one or the body, if that's where your emphasis is, then you're going to be in bondage to concern and worry about what's happening to that person or what's going to happen to them. You see where I'm going with this? To free your mind, you have to begin to think as a spiritual being, having a human experience. And I think the fourth will tie it all together. If we can get this concept, we're free. That's all there is to it. We're free. And that is, there is nothing in all the universe for me to fear, for greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. There's none greater in you than that divine connection God wants to work through you. He wants to work through you in this experience on this earth plane. You're fully equipped. You have what you need. The price of freedom, the price of freedom for me is being willing to let go and let divine energy move through me as I make my way through this appearance called human existence. How do you get there? Anybody know? I cannot tell you how many anxious times you'll spend when you don't connect, when you don't take the time to connect, when you don't take the time to get to know who you are, to feel that rush through you. Right now, it's like a great river rushing through me because my body is responding to knowing the truth. And it wants to go there. It doesn't want to go against the current. It wants to go with that flow. And just what happens, happens because the real of me, the real of me can't be sick, hurt, unloved, any of those things. I was talking to somebody the other day and they were having a hard time. And throughout the conversation, we got to a point where they realized they needed to love themselves. Because in loving themselves, that's loving that spirit that is within you, that energy that is within you. John 13 and 34, Jesus Christ tells us to love one another as I have loved you. You want to be free? That's the starting point. That's a good starting point. Love one another as I have loved you. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But oh, how real and true. Love is absolute. We might, in our human self, we think about feeling love or this. Love is an attribute that's in you, and it opens up as you open up to who you truly are. As we prepare for meditation, I want us to think about this. The psalmist in verse 51, chapter 51, verse 10, says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Because I know that is the truth, that my heart is clean, and that the spirit in me is right, but I'm on the path back. That's why I say, create in me. It's already there. Create in me, O God, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. Renew it. It's there. So let's take a moment to connect, because without that connection, we're still wandering this path, desiring to be free, but still held in captivity. In preparing to make this inward journey, Martha Smock says in her book, Listen, Beloved, The freedom to be all that God created you to be is yours. It is yours. Not someday, but right now. Do not put off your freedom by thinking you can be free only if some condition changes, or if some person changes, or by thinking you cannot be free until the children are grown or the bills are paid. Freedom is yours. It's yours for the taking. The ultimate truth is we are one with everyone. So we pray and we meditate because we know that in life the most difficult thing is to put these true principles into practice. Truth works, but you must work at it. You must be willing to take a stand no matter what everyone else is doing. Even if people don't understand and call you a dreamer. That's from Eric Butterworth. Truth works, but you must work it. So as we breathe in and take in this moment right here, right now, as we focus our attention inward, as we make that connection where freedom lies deep within us, Christ in you is your freeing power. Christ in you is your freeing power. And as we surrender to that Christ within, as we let go of these things that we hold so close to us on this earth plane, as we touch the hem of the garment, we feel the freeness, a spirit flowing through our veins. So breathe in and breathe out and journey just a little deeper. I can't free you. You must make the journey yourself. You must make a commitment to let go of that which would hold you back. Breathing in and breathing out and knowing there is nowhere you can be that the Spirit of God is not, and that everyone is connected. We're extensions of the divine. So take a moment. Step into your inner chamber. And feel the energy moving and flowing and surrounding and enfolding you in unconditional love and peace. In the quiet. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, give thanks for the gifts you have received today. Take nothing for granted. turn those thoughts into truth. And I always like to say, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock. And for this and all things, we just give you thanks, dear God. And we pray the prayer that was taught to us by our wayshower, Jesus Christ, together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.